There is a tremendous amount of help from Western Libya, especially and remarkably from Misrata, but also from several other cities like Sintan. Even some militias like the 4444 has sent relief goods and rescue workers. Actually, the 4444 is cooperating on the ground with their arch enemies from the Tariq bin Ziyad Brigade, which is absolutely great. The biggest international supporters right now are Italy, Turkey, and especially Egypt. Italy has sent two amphibious helicopter carriers, huge ships with lots of goods and experts on board. Turkey, which has sent, was one of the first ones on the ground in Derna, has sent, among other, two huge modern amphibious ships. And the Egyptian armed forces are carrying out support and relief operations with several thousand troops and civilian aid workers in almost the entire disaster area. This includes engineers, field hospitals, emergency housing, heavy helicopters, helicopter carrier Anwar el-Sadat, and other heavy equipment. So that's really remarkable. The Egyptians are providing by far the largest part of the foreign support.
Wolfram Latcher, Libya specialist at the German Institute of International and Security Affairs, said, "A puzzle of dysfunction, incompetence, carelessness, neglect, and corruption is slowly emerging behind the catastrophe in Derna." What's your take on that?
There is an increasing number of statements like this, especially from one side blaming the other. But this is not that easy. There are four elements: geography, the maintenance of the dams, the control of terrain, and the availability of funds. Derna is located at the narrow exit of the Wadi Derna, which is with about 70 kilometers length, the by far longest wadi in the Green Mountains, with a drainage basin of almost 600 square kilometers. The capacity of the two dams is up to 25 million cubic meters. The last larger maintenance took place in 2002. In 2007, there was a contract for a Turkish company, but due to the revolution, the works could not be finalized. Actually, the construction sites were looted. There was some funding provided in 2012 and 2013, but at this time, Derna was already under the rule of various jihadi groups, and no company had an idea to get there. The Shura Council of Derna Mujahideen conducted a guerrilla campaign against Haftar's LNA until the city was finally besieged and taken by the LNA in 2018-2019. On Saturday, September 9 last week, there was a two-day curfew imposed by the LNA and by the Ministry of the Interior of the Eastern Government for Benghazi and several other coastal cities because of the approach of Daniel. Several units of the LNA and of the Red Crescent were put on alert. Some particularly exposed houses were evacuated. Just the last hours before the dams in Derna bursted, the police and soldiers of the LNA tried to urge the population of Derna to flee, but many refused because they believed that this is exaggerated. These statements were actually confirmed by some survivors, and then Daniel arrived. Within 24 hours, the two reservoirs received more than 115 million cubic meters of water, an amount more than four times the combined bearing capacity of the two dams. The result was something like a deadly high-pressure pump pumping water into the city.